The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, here we go. Now we got the morning started, baby.
How many more times? Treat me the way you want to do.
Piscopo on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie this morning.
How many more times? Treat me the way you want to do.
Timeless. Absolutely timeless. Joe Piscopo on the radio. There's a lot to get into. We're talking about the New Hampshire primary. Everybody's talking about the New Hampshire primaries. And Bernie, he's a pathological liar. Bernie, what do you think about the economy? He's a pathological liar. And Bernie, what do you think about health care? He's a pathological liar. That's all he ever says. We will now defeat Donald Trump. That's all he says. He's all he says. I don't know if it's just an anomaly in New Hampshire, but Bernie won. Pete Buttigieg came in second. Amy Klobuchar was the surprise last night. Let's see what happens. I mean, I think you could kiss Elizabeth Warren goodbye. And she says, oh, I'm going on. We're going right to the end. Will Joe Biden surface? I don't know. In Nevada, if he will. Will he surface in South Carolina? He's reaching out to the black and brown voters. I'm so sick of people reaching out to different ethnicities, different colors, different religions, different creeds to win the White House. We're all in this together. And I always get offended when Joe Biden goes, by the way, Dr. Gorka is going to do it. You don't want to miss Sebastian Gorka. He's always fired up. He's such a cool, cool cat, Dr. Gorka is. And you listen to him every day at 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. The book, by the way, The War for America's Soul, is a vital read by Dr. Gorka, and he's kind enough to join us coming up momentarily. But I can't stand when they go after, we're going after the black vote. What about the black vote? Like, if you're a black person, you go, oh, okay, I'll wait for Joe Biden. It's like they think we're all, like, not smart. All of us, black, brown, Italian, Jews, everybody. They think they're going to put us into little categories and that we're going to join together. Hey, you're an Italian? And what? I'm going to vote? Let's all vote together. No. How many liberal Italians I know? Or how about our Jewish friends? You know? How many Jewish friends don't support Israel at this point and support Ilhan Omar when they vote for Bernie Sanders? They don't understand. There's a lot of young Jewish voters who will just vote Democratic, just to vote Democratic. Yet they will just put aside the lack of support for Israel from Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, who will end up, by the way, in a Sanders administration, might I remind you. So I get offended, and I imagine I imagine a lot of black voters just offended that Joe Biden's going, hey, wait till the black vote comes in. I got the black. It's like, is that insulting? It's like insulting to someone, to the African-American community. I think we are all in this together. In the name of God, it's the United States of America, you know? And really, we accept everybody. We support everybody. And we want, that's why when people go, oh, Joe, you're a Donald Trump guy. It's not, no, I'm a I'm a pro American. I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I believe in the country. Oh, I'm exhausted to have to tell people, believe in this country. I don't want people coming in and taking away everything that my grandparents fought for. And you want to know the truth? If I wasn't the grandson of immigrants who came here and struggled, and the grandson of immigrants who learned the language, who learned the laws, who fought here to be American, who went through racism and didn't complain and whine about it. Oh, they called me a name. Oh, they called me a Dago. They called me a WAP. They call me a Guinea. We're gonna go complain to the authorities now and start legislation to stop. Oh, are you kidding me? You know what? When my father would tell me, that when, and it always happens when, you don't forget, the family comes from Italy, from Avellino, and they go to Newark, right? And Pop had to walk to school. So who beat him up? The Irish kids would fight him. I'm sorry, but it's the way it was, man. And by the way, my kids are half Irish. I married a beautiful Irish girl, so I'm not being derogatory. But my father would say the Irish people would always beat us up. I mean, what did my father do? You're going to go to school. We need to complain the Irish people are beating up the Italians. What? Just fight back, for God's sake. You fight back. My father fought back, took him out. And it makes them stronger. And I'm not saying racism is wrong on any level. But everybody's got to stop whining and stop putting us into these little, this tribal politics and this little your little labels, what you are. We're Americans. What's best for America? And right now we got the right president at the right time, because when you look at what's happening and you look, I'm fired up this morning, I know. But when you look at what's happening and I look into... And my father always taught me how to respect law enforcement. It's why I speak so positively and so appreciate. I know we have most of the NYPD listening to this program. We're so honored by that. I have to tell you, we have so much respect for the New York Police Department and for the New Jersey State Troopers, New York State Police, and all the local police officers and the little towns all around, the sheriffs, you know. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it like that. Now, my pop always said, you have to always appreciate law enforcement. And if I was a wise guy, punk kid, and I got suspended from school, God bless my parents. I don't know how they put up with me, but the one thing my father would not ever put up with is me going on the wrong side of the law. We never, ever broke the law, especially as Italian Americans, you know? You just never broke the law. If a police officer ever came to the house, oh, but I don't know, I wouldn't be here today. I'll tell you that right now, you know? And by the way, back then, if you had friends who were bit, the cops would walk the kids to the house and they would say to the parents, look, I'm not taking this kid in. I'm not going to fingerprint him. You take care of your kid. Otherwise, then we will lock him up. But, you know, but now they're handcuffing the police. Everything's so politically correct. It's a whole different time what we're going through. And I don't want to disrespect all that my parents and grandparents fought for. I'm not going to let that go. And I admire you for listening, because I think you feel the same way. You don't want to. It's everything they have fought for. And now we're going to go, Bernie Sanders, socialism? Sure. That's a great idea. Why you can't look at Venezuela. It's in your face. And then you listen to AOC and you listen. She's got swag. She's got star power. AOC. She may misquote things. Her information is so off the charts wrong. But it's dangerous. It's dangerous that people are showing up at a Bernie Sanders. And believe me, I like Bernie. When he called and he was running before, you know, against Hillary, I like Bernie because he's right about the corporations. Elizabeth Warren is as well. You know, the excess profit. I understand all of that talk. But my goodness gracious, when he would come in, Brooklyn guy, we talk about Brooklyn, he would talk about it. But once Bernie backed Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the AOC and the squad, that is wrong, because those people are dangerous. They are dangerous. They are anti-Semitic and they are anti-American, and it's dangerous. By the way, I applaud our friend Dov Hyken, who went to a Rashida Tlaib. Yeah, she spoke somewhere in Rutgers. She's an anti-Semite. She's just, in my opinion, a mean person who hates this country. She doesn't want to change it. She wants her own power. And she wants to get everything that I just told you about, that we stand for, our parents and our grandparents working, slaving, sweating, blue-collar labor jobs that my grandfather had to go through. And people like Tlaib, they're trying to take it away. So Dov Hyken, God bless him, always sticking up for the Jewish community, goes to a rally where Tlaib was speaking at Rutgers. And he disrupted it, and I support him in that. He's got all the right to do it. They kicked him out, but she's an anti-Semite. She hates Israel. She hates the Jewish community. And thank God Dov had the courage and the guts to do something like that. I'm telling you. And Bernie backs this woman. And you can help me out here. So, and not to mention, by the way, the president getting over 100,000 votes yesterday, 120,000 votes. People showed up for President Trump. People showed up for, they voted for, they didn't need to vote for him because no one, it was Bill Weld. Oh, yeah, there's a threat in the Republican side, right? And the Democrats all told 244,000 together voted. But the president showed up. And I want to tell you this, I read this on Dan Bongino's Facebook account. So I got to give Dan credit, is the president cut that rally when he went to New Hampshire. I talked about this earlier. And this is what I love about President Trump. He cut the rally early in New Hampshire. Thousands came out, you know, about 10,000. And they were waiting, and the people said, well, why was it early? You know why he cut it early? To go and to go down to Dover Air Force Base and to pay tribute to soldiers brought back from Afghanistan. And I'll tell you what, if that's the president I want, and that's the president I respect, and that is the president that I appreciate. You know, he the sergeants first class, Javier Gutierrez and Antonio Rodriguez, killed in Afghanistan. The president went down there saluting them. You look, I'm gonna tweet out what Dan Bongino put together on Facebook, and you might want to look at that. It makes you very patriotic, and it makes you appreciate this president. So don't get crazy, all right? Because right now, I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody that's gonna, you know, do the job that President Trump has done. Mike Bloomberg, I'll tell you, this is a smart man. He's a smart guy. He was a good mayor. He was a little crazy with the, you know, socially, you know, with the plastic straws and all that sort of thing. But don't ever underestimate Bloomberg. What's going to happen Super Tuesday? That's what we got to keep our eye on. Seb Gorka has a lot to talk about in that regard, and he will join us coming up. Can I grab a quick phone call, then I'll go to the boys. David, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Oh, thank you, my friend, for taking my call. I appreciate it. It's been a while. I appreciate completely what you said about your family immigrating here, the nonsense of being discriminated against, fighting and whatnot. I'm Tommy Hagen to everybody else, I suppose. But the idea that you're going to sue and complain and get federal legislation because you're called a name. I mean, violence is one thing, and clearly people that wear red hats with four words on them are being beaten up, and I don't see the pinko media doing anything there. And so I really am worried about my spoiled, rotten generation who thinks that Bernie's socialism is good. In my estimation, people that don't view sovereignty as being sacred, they don't believe in the Bill of Rights, they don't believe in the idea of a higher power, and they don't believe in capitalism, there's a name for it, and it's not socialism, in my opinion. They're communists. I know that's a little harsh, but I can't split hairs here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. David, great phone call, and you're right on the money, brother. Let me go to Frank in Staten Island. Frank, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Love your show. Well. I call a lot, and I listen to it every day.
Thank you, brother.
I think we grew up with the same parent mentality. I'm a retired police sergeant, and I always used to tell people I was never scared of the cops growing up. What I was scared was the cops bringing me home to my father.
My father was
a World War II veteran, and I knew the cops wouldn't kill me, but there was a chance my father would have killed me if I ever did something stupid.
You're right on the money. You know what? Thank you. Frank, thanks for calling. And by the way, Frank, thanks for your service to the United States and remembering your father fondly as my dad served in the Second World War. It's true, man. That was the ultimate, man. You did what? The famous words, what did Mom always say? Wait till your father gets home. Boom! Are you kidding me? Never did I want to deal with that. So it was a different time. But again, just to be clear, it's 17 after 9. It's so obvious what the people who came here and have helped build this country, and they're all vilified, and they're trying to take it away. And the statues are being taken down. Everything we believe in is being taken away. You ain't going to take away my grandparents. What they did, when I think about it. And I said, you know, I was saying to Olivia the other day, yesterday, actually, when I was taking her home from school, I said, you know what I regret? I said, I regret not asking my grandparents more about coming to America. I wanted to ask my grandfather Rosario. You know, they didn't talk. And Rosario, I'm telling you, when I was a kid, I looked at him. He looked to be like 104 years old, this guy. Oh, you know what? But he was probably only 50 years old. But the generation that really brought us the greatest generation, the parents of the greatest generation, they went through hell to get here. And they never complained. And when I look every picture of my grandfather, I swear to God, he was 40. He looked 100. I said, man, because you know what they had to get through to get on the boat. And I'm so mad at myself. My mother always goes that. I'm so mad at myself. You know, you get when you think you made a wrong move. I wish I would have sat down with my grandparents and drilled them. If your grandparents, your great grandparents are still with us, talk with them, learn from them, feel from them, stick up for them, fight for them.
That's what we're about. It's the legacy of the greatness and the foundation and the fabric and the texture of the United States of America. In the name of God, they're trying to take it away. And as long as I'm on this program, they ain't going to do it, man. We will fight heart and soul for this great country in the name of our parents and our grandparents. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, the great Sebastian Gorka will join us momentarily right here on AM 970. And you can call always at 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhame, she is always front and center, traffic-wise, looking out for you in the morning. Thanks for being here, Deb, on AM 970, The Answer.
Of course, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now. As we take a ride to 18 North, still pretty busy getting up and out toward Route 1 this morning. Major problems on the New Jersey Turnpike, Joe. The New Jersey Turnpike southbound truck lanes closed at 14. It's all due to a tractor-trailer fire. All lanes subject to closure in the truck lanes. Hop on over to the car lanes, of course. And let's see what's happening as well. Northbound western spur of the Turnpike by the Vince Lombardi service area. Accident there. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 15. Holland Tunnel, still about 20. Deegan North at 149th, a disabled vehicle. Let's go to the Van Wyck South, right at Hillside Avenue. An accident there as well. Southern State Parkway West at Fletcher Ave into Valley Stream. That's a car fire. Looks like you still have some activity there. Uptown FNG trains delays with a stalled train. Palisades Parkway South still busy by exit 7. It's an accident in the right lane and the sprain north at 287, a collision on the shoulder. Clouds today, high of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dan Proft reviews the failed impeachment trial.
Not only did Democrats not present a case, they didn't present any charges. There is no colorable claim. The generic abuse of power charge, that catch-all phrase as the basis to remove a president from office, then every president, past and future, should have been and could be removed from office by that standard. It's silliness.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
My husband's getting great results with his blood work, and he just feels great. Also, his hair is growing in. It's really interesting. He's getting lots of new hair, which I thought was pretty amazing. And as for me, I don't seem to have as many flare-ups. And if I do get one, it doesn't seem to be as bad or last as long. I'm assuming it's because of the balance of nature, because I haven't changed anything and I'm not doing anything differently. We're very happy with the product and looking forward to staying on it and seeing where it takes us.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My next guest is our New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. Last time you and I spoke, the New York State Pension Fund was doing very well. How are we doing now?
Well, we're still doing very well. We still have one more quarter, but we are certainly ahead of the $210 billion we were at. Yeah, we're benefiting from a strong market, and we have a great confidence in our asset allocation. We just updated it, but we're always vigilant. Our retirees are living well into their 80s and their 90s, so the payouts, frankly, are getting larger. So while we're growing the fund and making money, we're very cognizant of the fact that our obligations for the future are also growing as well. So unlike other states, we ensure that we fulfill our commitment to our public workers, our public retirees. Our pension funds are well-funded, and we're going to continue to protect that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, the radio. It's hard to know who to trust when you're selling your home. If you're retiring, looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers that put sellers' needs above everything else. Lewis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly, you can count on Calamine & Company Real Estate to get the job done. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties. are regularly hired by executors, administrators, and attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps the most impressive thing about Calamine & Company is their 100% success rate, please. That's right. They sell 100% of properties brought to market. No other broker can make that claim. Calamine & Company in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. Here is the number for Calamine, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go please to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Oh, good morning, good morning. What a morning. Fired up this morning. A lot going on. It's 925 on AM 970 The Answer. Hey, thanks for listening around the country. AM970TheAnswer.com. And thanks for your tweets. And thanks to Kara for doing such a great job. Kara Fasaro is our social media genius, doing a great job. I'm reading this stuff that's going out, and we really appreciate your comments and checking in with us. Let me go to Judy real quick, and then we're going to go to Dr. Oh, can we hold Judy for a second? Because I see Dr. Gorka's with us, and I have a respect immensely for this man, and we will go to your phone calls immediately. But Dr. Gorka is on a tight schedule, getting ready for his show. He is the man that wrote this great book, The Vital Read, that is the war for America's soul. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, welcome back to the show, Dr. Gorka. Always great to have you with us.
Great to be back, my friend.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, tell us how you came to this country, man. I just went on a whole rant on how proud we should be of this country, how great we are doing and embracing this great country. And then you're looking, now Bernie Sanders, no disrespect, but he's going to put Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib in his administration. And people are showing up by the thousands. And can you say, sir, Venezuela, socialism? Dr. Gorka, you coming to America. Tell us about that, if you would.
Well, my parents escaped communism. My father was in a communist prison. He was given a life sentence at the age of 20 because he was an anti-communist, and he was liberated by the freedom fighters in 1956 in Budapest. My mother and father escaped across a minefield, ended up in a refugee camp, and I was born and raised in England. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, I went to help my parents' country get back into NATO and back into the West. I lived in Hungary for 15 years, met my American wife in Europe, and then realized one day that I want to live in the greatest nation on God's earth, and I want to work for the military that protects our republic. So I moved my family to D.C., and I became a Pentagon employee and a professor of counterterrorism. I chose this country as the greatest nation on earth, and I just asked Bernie Sanders, your listeners need to check this out because they won't believe it. This is a man who, when the Soviet Union still existed, took his honeymoon with his wife in the Soviet Union as
Thank
an American
you. Thank
Jew,
you.
When the Soviet Union was one of the most anti-Semitic regimes in existence. I'd like to ask Bernie Sanders to find me one person, just one will do, from Venezuela or Cuba or who escaped from North Korea or from China, who says that they want to go back to communism and that socialism is a good thing. Bernie, just find me one, please.
Yeah, it's so true. But thousands of people are coming out to his rallies. I mean, they're showing up. I mean, I don't know that we have to worry about this because I really, Dr. Gorka, think no one could take down the president in 2020. I think it's a landslide on the president's behalf. But it's just something that you don't want to underestimate. I'm curious to think, are people just not studying history, Dr. Seb? Is that the story?
No, it's not that they're not studying history. It's that history has been falsified. So, you know, this is chapter three of my new book, The War for America's Soul. Just read chapter three. It builds upon the amazing work of Andrew Breitbart. When the revolutionaries, and we had revolutionaries here in America, don't forget names like Bernardine Dorn, Bill Ayers, the SDS, the Students for Democratic Society, the Weathermen Underground. These people wanted to have a violent Marxist revolution. That was the days of rage in Chicago, but it all failed. So what did they do? Did they retire? Did they surrender? No. They actually ended up, my friend, as high school and university professors. Bernardine Dornan Bilez, terrorists, people who'd placed bombs at the State Department and the Pentagon, became tenured professors in Chicago. And what did we do? What did patriotic conservatives do? We let them take over our universities. When you get books like Howard Zinn's A People's History of America, which is a hate-filled screed that is anti-American, become the key textbook for history courses in America, when you've got Michael Moore peddling his propaganda, these tactics being used, we just have a generation of millennials who have no idea what the truth is, because they've been peddled propaganda, my friend.
Yeah, The War for America's Soul is this vital read from Dr. Gorka. Mike Bloomberg, Dr. Gorka, Super Tuesday. I mean, I can't figure out. I said on Neil Cavuto's show the other day, I'm thinking broker convention between maybe Bernie and Michael Bloomberg. What are your thoughts, Dr. Gorka?
Well, I don't know. It depends what the Mike is going to have his Apple box to stand on.
I knew you'd go there, man.
he may be the richest guy out there. What is it, 53, 54 billion?
Billion. Yeah.
But I've said it since the get-go. You can't buy love. Michael Bloomberg may be a good businessman, but he has the charisma of an old shoe. You know, modern politics is reality TV. It's about celebrity. I think, you know, when Bill Clinton played his saxophone on Arsenio Hall, that began a new age of celebrity politics. And Obama continued it with Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres and everything else. And look, it's not an accident. This is not to criticize him. It's just a fact. My old boss, Donald Trump, before he was president, he may have been a super successful businessman, but Joe, he also had 14 seasons of one of the most successful TV shows under his belt.
Yeah,
so the idea that Michael Bloomberg is going to buy charisma, Joe, you were a charismatic man when you came out of your mother's belly. You can't buy charisma. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah, interesting you say that about President Trump. Before we go back to politics, and Dr. Gorka, appreciate your time. Dr. Gorka on today, AM 970, The Answer at 3 p.m. You do not want to miss. I see that the president, I knew him and worked for him. You know what, Dr. Seb, I worked for him in Atlantic City, and nobody, it was great to work for Donald Trump. The private jet would show up, everything was first class all the way, and then you do your set, and he would say thank you, and it was always great. Now I see him, and I hesitate to say it because people say, oh, you're so pro-Donald Trump. I'm just pro-America as you are, Dr. Gorka. I'm seeing the president really transform into the office and accept this office. When I saw him a couple weeks ago in Wildwood, just for a second, am I right? He's just transforming in a brilliant way.
Sure. He has grown into the presidency.
Thank you.
Let's talk about his incredible results. But the really amazing thing is, who he still is. I wanted to talk to him about an important issue, so I called up the White House on Sunday. This is Sunday afternoon, Joe.
Yeah.
I say I need to talk to the president. They can't find him. 40 minutes later, on a Sunday, I get a phone call from the president of the United States, and I can't tell you what we discussed. But the first thing, I mean, this is him. You know what he's like. First thing is, how's your lovely wife, Katie? I mean, that's Donald Trump.
Wow.
The most powerful man in the world.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is so reassuring to hear, Dr. Gorka. And before we let you go, sir, how do you think this whole thing will turn out with Roger Stone? I mean, I love that the president, I know, this is monumental. Four prosecutors step away.
Yeah.
I was so upset. Say what you will about Roger. I know he's a lightning rod, but for goodness sake, a pre-dawn raid on the Mueller probe that was the biggest fail in American political history? I mean, where do you think this is going to end up, Dr. Gorka?
Look, I'm not a fan of him. His style is not my style. But Roger Stone was persecuted by the police and by the Obama holdovers. The idea that he had a dawn raid with police officers carrying AR-15s, with helicopters, with a boat, with a dinghy at the back of his house, to arrest an unarmed man, a senior citizen, whose wife has hearing problems. Come on, guys. This isn't Venezuela. Yeah. This isn't Cuba. It's just wrong. So, I hope that this DOJ thing, it gives him the justice he deserves. But the bigger story is General Flynn and the decision that the sentencing will be postponed indefinitely. That's a sign that that case has collapsed. And General Flynn was framed. So finally, under William Barr, we're getting control of the Department of Justice again, which, let me be very clear for your listeners, of all the government agencies that were corrupted by Obama, DOJ was the worst, and it became a viper's den of political operatives that used law enforcement for their boss's own purposes. So finally, we're getting some justice out of the Department of Justice.
The one, the only, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You can hear him 3 p.m. right here on The Answer. But check out the book, please, The War for America's Soul. And on Instagram, Sebastian_Gorka, I am so enjoying your Instagram since you just joined recently. Doctor, I love you in front of that Mercedes.
Nothing like yours, buddy. You are a master.
I'm trying, my brother. I am trying. We love you, Dr. Seb. Thank you so much, sir. With great respect, we appreciate you being with us. Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless you and your listeners. Thanks, John.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Dr. Sebastian Gorka right there. The name of the book, The War for America's Soul. 9:35 with Joe on the radio. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Council Speaker Corey Johnson wants answers about the dramatic spike in New York City's stop and frisk arrests. They were up 22% last year. The biggest increase since 2015 and the first during the de Blasio administration. There were over 13,000 stop-and-frisk incidents last year, up from 11,000 in 2018, but nowhere near the 700,000 stops in 2011. Johnson is demanding that the mayor and police commissioner look at every police precinct and the data to explain why the numbers were up. Governor Cuomo wants big penalties for truck drivers who break the rules on height and weight restrictions. In his upcoming budget, the governor is proposing up to a $5,000 fine and a month in jail for truckers who don't obey rules on New York parkways. News 12 reports that the Westchester-Rockland County region had the most bridge strikes in the state, costing some $30 million in damage a year. In sports, Rangers with a 4-1 win over the Jets in Winnipeg. The Islanders blew a 3-0 lead, but came back late to beat the Flyers 5-3. Devils' two-game winning streak comes to an end. They lost to the Panthers 5-3. College hoops, it was NC State over Syracuse 79-74. Tonight, 10th-ranked Seton Hall entertains number 21 Creighton. The pregame is at 6:20. Tip-off is at 6:30. You can listen to that game right here on The Answer. And St. John's hosts Providence. The pregame at 8:10. Tip-off at 8:30. You can listen to that game on our sister station, AM 570, WMCA The Mission. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Problems on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound truck lanes. Truck lanes subject to closure by 14 in Newark. It's all due to a tractor-trailer fire still being worked on. Take the car lanes instead through that area. New Jersey Turnpike western spur north at the Vince Lombardi service area. An accident there. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln 15, Holland 20. Stop-and-go traffic on the Deegan north at 149th. A stalled vehicle being cleared. Queens Midtown Tunnel still 15 to 20 into town. And over on the southbound side of the Van Wyck, slowing down by Hillside Avenue, an accident being cleared. Southern State West at Fletcher Ave and Valley Stream, looks like a car fire being cleared. Alternate side parking suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Checking in on the forecast, clouds today, high of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Joe on the radio telling you about Retro Fitness. Have you gone to retrofitness.com? Check it out, please, retrofitness.com, and then check out the retro near you. because we have such a deal for you listening to AM 970 The Answer and Joe on the Radio with Frank and Alan Debbie. When you enroll now at Retro Fitness, you can sign up for our ultimate membership with a 0% enrollment fee. 0%. That's no gimmicks, no extra fees. That's a 0% enrollment just in time to get that summer body just right, baby. We're at Retro, we are constantly thinking of ways to give you, the members, an upper hand. So we gave you a deal on the ultimate membership that lets you experience everything Retro has to offer. Top-of-the-line fitness equipment. You're going to get spectacular equipment. The group fitness classes, hydro massage, unlimited guest privileges. We have child sitting. The smoothie bar. I have to plug our gym down in Flemington, New Jersey. I mean, Stacy makes the best smoothie down there. I'm not really a smoothie guy. Oh, the strawberry banana smoothie with the protein. Forget about it. 908-238-3695. You can call Stacy at Retro Fitness in Flemington today. It's 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness. You can go to retrofitness.com/location and put in Flemington, New Jersey. But check out all the great Retro Fitness clubs around the country. Love to have you there. And don't forget, ask about the $0 enrollment. We want you to be a part of Retro Fitness. And we want you to be a part of Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey.
Meet Dr. Gil Lederman, New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist, who brings you the latest cancer treatment news from world-renowned cancer experts delving into special cases. It's the Radio Surgery Show, Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the Radio, and Al, you got me, Al. I got a million things going on. Where am I going, Al? What do you want me to do?
I'm not telling you now.
Great. Listen, fair enough.
No,
Fair enough.
No.
He tells me 10 times.
No.
You're listening. I got Al.
And I'm in your ear, like, at least during the break. There's got to be 6 or 7 times I'm saying in your ear.
I know,
2 minutes,
I know.
A minute, this, you got this to read, you got this to read, you got this to read.
I know. But meantime, I got everybody texting, emailing, texting.
Put the phone down. You have a
no
show
idea.
Till 10. You have work.
Oh, Mr. Tweet at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
Mr. Tweeting. Mr.
I can
tweeting.
Do two things at once. You apparently can't, because you can't remember the live spot that you're supposed to be doing. Now, if you had to take a guess, what would you think you'd had to read? Go ahead, right off the top of your head.
Let me take a look. Don't do it. Perillo.
No.
No. My Pillow.
Bingo.
Yeah,
not
I
bad.
Got it. I thank you. Thank you. Go back to your tweeting about beer.
Oh, no,
go
I will.
Ahead.
Thank
no,
you.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Thank no, you're done. Every time I look at Al across the board, I look at Al. He's vigilantly and diligently typing. I go, what are you doing?
Well, I have a beer cast at the. I have a beer cast interview after the show.
Send. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike Lindell is our man. He's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He is great. By the way, I've been talking to him with Mike Gallagher, and I learned about Mike Lindell from Kevin McCullough, certainly, on the show. Kevin and Mike are very close, you know. And then Mike Gallagher and Mike Lindell are very close. Then I got to meet Mike Lindell. We became fast friends. He's a dear, dear friend. I'm proud to tell you that. He's a great patriot. And you got to read the book. Oh, my God. From crack addict to CEO, talk about must reads. You got to check out Mike's book, how he saved himself from this addiction to running this huge company. But he thanks you for starting MyPillow, man. He thanks you because you made MyPillow into the company that is today. But like I was talking to Mike Gallagher, Mike on at 10:05, by the way, it's like the Giza sheets, the mattress topper,
the pillow. Forget about it. My bed is like a Four Seasons. It's like a Ritz-Carlton hotel. Me, I'm a single hardworking father. What do I know from making my bed? It's comfortable thanks to Mike Lindell. Now this, if you go to MyPillow.com and you click on Radio Listener Specials, you can get the pillows. You got to get a MyPillow. You can get the mattress topper. You got to get a mattress topper, and you're going to get them at incredible discounts if you go to the Radio Listener Specials. And then this is what Mike is offering you, the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. That's spectacular. Buy one, get one free? How do you not do that? My pillow products come with a 10-year warranty, which is spectacular. You're not going to find that in any other pillow company, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So when you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Radio Listener Specials, and then you buy one, get one free. You get those Giza sheets like that. Boom, you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. So please go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter the promo code AM970. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798 for these great specials. But check out MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
That's another thing. Mike reintroduced me to Bob Seger, man. He's got great musical taste. From Detroit, Michigan, USA. Oh, yeah, the Silver Bullet Band right here. Here we go.
You always won every time you place the bet. You're still damn good. No one's gotten to you.
That's a great Bob Seger, 74 years old. Man, I may tell you something. He was great. I saw him just a couple years ago.
He shouldn't be retiring.
No, is he retiring? Why is he retiring?
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to go on the road anymore. And last year was his, you know, kind of swan song of playing live. I'll tell you, when I saw him in October, the man still has it. He's phenomenal.
His voice is as strong as it ever was. I mean, I'm telling you, and with Alto Reed on saxophone, there's a lot of love.
Heck of a band, and it's a shame that he's going off the road.
Maybe he'll just come back. You know, hopefully he'll make a dramatic comeback.
Maybe.
Let's go. I meant to bring Judy to the airwaves. We always appreciate Judy listening in Brooklyn. Judy, good morning. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. You always put a smile on my face. I want to tell you what a double treat listening to you and the other great one. The other great one is actually Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
He loves you. He loves you. He goes, Judy listens to my show. That is so great. That's so great.
I'm addicted to him. It's not even funny. I love his energy. I love everything he has to say. I love what he stands for. I love his background. I love everything. He's just a really good guy, just like you are, Joe. And you should know, thinking about it, I didn't even call about this. I'm calling about AOC, the swagger lady.
Oh, boy.
To let you know, I was thinking about you. You're so interesting because when you open your mouth and you say these things that you really feel sincerely, and it's so serious and so wonderful. At the same time, you've got this great balance, and that's because you are musical. You're a singer. You're an artist. And I think that combination, you're able to balance yourself out a little bit because you're wonderful. Joe, listen.
Yes.
Can I just say, with the AOC swagger, let me bring you back a little bit to sober a little with AOC.
I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you know that she raised money to bail out Antifa? Do you also know that she had a hearing? Seriously, she had a hearing where she actually said, I heard it. She said, all white people are responsible for climate change. Okay. Then she said with her boyfriend, whites are racist. Okay. I mean, she's a hypocrite. She cheated out some other waitress out of half of her tips, but there she is sitting there for the people.
You're right.
Let me tell you something. You know what, Joe? There are Latina beautiful women, more beautiful than she is, let's put it this way, who are lawyers, who are articulate, And they're on the proper common sense side of things. And that's what we need to find, you know?
Well said. Judy, thank you. And we appreciate it. And greetings from Dr. Gorka, I'm sure. I said, and I, you know what, though? I said the same thing about Barack Obama. Because you can't hide the fact that, like Barack Obama said, as an image, I always loved the Obama family. I always said they had great star swagger. I always said that about Barack Obama, the way he would bow down Air Force One, you know. And the whole Obama family, it was just such a great, for me, a representation of the United States of America. It was great. Now, politically, I couldn't be more diametrically opposed, and I was always so upset with the Barack Obama presidency for not reaching out to the stressed areas or the at-risk communities around America, just that this president, President Trump, is. But you can't put aside the star quality of Barack Obama. You just can't. And I say that about AOC too, but I say it, the reservation I have is the substance of it. There is no substance to AOC. I understand that, but she's got I use the word swagger because I don't know what other word to use, but the star power, and she's got those millions of Twitter followers. Will that translate to votes? I don't know. But your point, Judy, you're right on the money. Fair enough, too. She is, and I don't want to say anything mean about anybody, but she's not as, she's a train wreck when it comes to politics because she doesn't understand. She does not study history. I understand that, but you have to watch the image because the image is deceiving, and she can win votes on image because people don't look beneath that. So hopefully they will. And that's all I meant by that. But Judy, you are not wrong. As usual, you are always right. We always appreciate you listening. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now with Joe on the radio. And we're going to go to Debbie Duhaime right now. She's been looking out for you all morning long, traffic-wise, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey, Joe, over on the FNG trains, it looks like everything back on or close. A stall train cleared. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Lincoln's birthday. Metered parking rules in effect. Southern State West at Fletcher Ave into Valley Stream. Looks like a car fire still being cleared. We're seeing a 10-minute delay in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound side of the GWB moving okay. Lincoln 15, Holland 15. New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south at 14. It's a truck fire still being worked on. Take the car lanes heading through that area. New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur North by the Vince Lombardi service area. An accident there as well. And over on the Palisades Parkway South at 7, getting down through Nanuet, an accident still being cleared. Watch for a slight delay through that stretch. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The number one reason I started taking Balance of Nature was the quality and I think the proven science behind it piqued my interest. I've tried so many different types of supplements, whether they're dietary supplements or just general vitamins. This is the only dietary supplement that I've ever taken where I actually felt a noticeable change. To me, that speaks volumes, you know.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Dennis Prager doesn't see fair elections from the DNC.
My only agenda on this issue is to figure out how do we have honest elections. The Democrats do not want honest elections, in my opinion. They are opposed to the idea that you must identify yourself when you vote.
The most solemn thing that is done in a free country
you can do without an ID.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country,
and the world. On the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Some sunshine today will give way to increasing clouds, the high 46. Tonight will be cloudy. Some sleet, rain, and snow will develop toward midnight. There may be a small slushy accumulation north of the city on non-paved surfaces before becoming all rain late tonight. The overnight, though, 34 to 38. Some rain and drizzle tomorrow morning will end by early afternoon, then remaining mostly cloudy. Breezy and milder in the afternoon with a high of 53. Friday, blustery and much colder despite some sunshine, high 33. AM 970, The Answer.
I know what I'm reading. I know what I'm reading. I remembered. 954 with Joe on the radio. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Then what are you listening to us for, lady? So, Route 22 Toyota. Let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota. We love Route 22 Toyota. Frankie goes to Route 22 Toyota. Mike Gallagher, my sister Carol, had such a great experience. Got the best car from Route 22 Toyota. We want you to go to Route 22 Toyota because you will not have to deal with dummies. That's what I love about Route 22 Toyota. No pressure, no wasting time going back and forth. Alex Kinsella is there. Angelica is there. Chris and Johnny are there. They're there to make you the best deal, to help you out, whatever you need. Now they have this for you. I'll give you the 10 o'clock, right? The first five callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, you'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And I keep telling you about Route 22 Toyota. About Iggy Giuffre helping out the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I'll tell you how I called Iggy. I said, I want to get something for Mikey. He wants this. He got me to the right place. And then I remember the car part I needed. I couldn't find it at a GM dealer all throughout the state of New Jersey. What did I do? I called Iggy. He goes, we got it. We got it in Brooklyn, Joe. And Big Mike went and picked it up. I'm telling you, anything that you need, vehicle-wise, you know, advice-wise, you go to Route 22 Toyota. Now, service-wise, you got this opportunity. First five callers, next 5 minutes, all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. And then you can talk to Alex Kinsella while you're there, the general manager, and ask him about what I always tell you about, the 0% APR financing up to 72 months. 72 months for qualified buyers. Are you kidding me? 855-621-9949. You got till 10 o'clock. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. We love having you, and we appreciate you staying with us all morning long. Let me go to Big Julie for 2 seconds. Julie, I wanted to see how you did after our phone call yesterday. How was that person that got mugged on the street, Julie? Remember you called about that. How was she doing? Do you know?
Well, lucky enough that she's doing okay, and he cut her on the head, and she wasn't anything permanently damaged. Yeah. And also, the New York City Police Department,
yeah,
they know who are the criminals in the area. And guess what? They state that it might have been a homeless individual who lives down here.
Oh, boy. But, yeah.
And he also said if it's the same guy that they know, he's got a rap sheet as long as his arm. As usual, they must have let him out or something else. Right. That's the regular thing. But she's doing good. And thanks for asking. I was going to tell you about that, Joe. But thank you very much. But I also called on the commentary I want to make about you talking about the immigrants that they came here. Let me tell you something. Our grandfathers, and let me tell you something, they had to deal with the immigration. They had to deal also with the racism, two world wars, and a depression, and including our fathers and our mothers and so forth. That's why they got gray early. But let me tell you something, Joe, we're very proud to have somebody like you to remember us, and you hit us right at home, and we're all proud, and there's a lot of people that I recommend to you to listen, and we're happy to have somebody like you on this show.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Remembering us.
Julie, thank you, man. Thank you for your kind words. And thanks for standing up for your fellow citizens, watching out for that gal. Gal got mugged in his neighborhood right there. You know, it's happening in New York because of these policies that are coming through the council, city council, going through Albany, New York. Hey, Frankie, thanks for a great show this morning. There's a lot today. I appreciate it very, very much. Albert, I thank you for always reminding me what spots to read. And did I interrupt your tweeting right now? I'm sorry.
You did. That's all right. I'll get to it in a minute. Thank you.
Debbie, I love you most of all with great respect and great love. The love that you have for this country doesn't go by us. That is our love for you, with respect, with appreciation. May God bless you. May God bless your family. May God bless the United States of America. Make it the best day ever. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Another subway station rat in New York taking a bite out of the internet. New video shows the rodent holding a big slice of bread in its mouth, trying to get into a small hole in the wall. The rat, clearly determined, doesn't give up after several attempts jumping up toward the hole. The rat and the bread make it inside. This comes after last year's rat carrying a coffee cup and the unforgettable pizza rat of 2017. A college student from Union Beach has received a gift from singer and songwriter Justin Bieber. Julie Coker is a student at Stockton University who has worked to raise awareness about mental health and is president of her college chapters of Active Mind Student Advisory Committee. This week, Bieber surprised Coker with a check for $100,000 to thank her for her work. Bieber has struggled with his mental health issues for years.